Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Special Roll Around the Barrel. Extra special edition. I've got a lot of people out there talking and asking me questions about the festival, wanting to know details, which I don't blame you because I do too. Huh. But I've gotten a lot closer on a lot of things. So I figured I would release it in this form so you can play it back to your heart's content and listen to everything we got going on at this point, which is March 16th, 2022. So let's start with the theme of this festival. As some of you know, we've gone with the king, the deck of cards, basically, is the theme of the festival. So you will see on the merchandise that was released today, and you can find that merchandise on the festival Facebook page. You can find it on the Roller Out the Barrel podcast page, or you can just go to my personal page, or you can contact me if you want the link. But the merchandise was released today for the pre-sale. Well, this has a deadline of April 25th. You'll get it in May. And that logo is vintage baseball specific. So we're not releasing that out to the public like at the festival, because they don't even know what vintage baseball is, and I can't throw a King of Hearts in there and confuse the hell out of them. So that is just kind of the inside festival logo. So if you don't buy pre-sale merchandise on that, you might not see too much of that at the festival. There will be some. But 2-3 years ago when we had our last festival, we ran out of shirts midway through Saturday, I believe. So don't trust it. Do what you got to do. We will have another shirt there, though. This one will be more vintagey, more like the poster. We'll also have acknowledgement of ALS on it, and that one will be on hand at the festival. Okay, so that covers that. Once again, if you want that link, just contact me. You can get me at muthvintageball@gmail.com. I'll send you that link. Now, when you have that link, this is important, share it with your entire club, because we had so many players say they didn't even know we had merchandise for sale the last time. They didn't know there was a pre-order. They didn't know any of it. They never got the information. So pass the link on to everybody in your club, and then you can pass it on to everybody who's not coming, just in case they want something. But, you know, they won't. So here's what we got going on. On Friday, June 24th, this is obviously for people who are going to be in town. We're doing the annual Captain's Match, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. Friday night at the River Play Shops. And that is the captain or representative of your club will play in a match. And after that match, there will be a dinner for those who played in the match. In years past, we've done a draft for Sunday schedule. We bypassed that this time. We just did the entire schedule. It's the finishing touches are actually being put on it right now by Mike Feeney and Jeremy Steadery. And so there's going to be a dinner. And then at the dinner, we're going to ask all of the captains to come up and introduce themselves and then talk about the history of their club. And if they don't have history from way back when in olden times, just the recent history of starting the club and things like that. We'd like everybody to talk, you know, a couple minutes, a minute or two. That's it. Just to get to know people better and to heckle some people. Also, on Friday the 24th, if you're in town, the skills fields will be open. And I'm going to take this opportunity to explain to you the theme of the Kings. So, in the captain's match, there's going to be three judges, and you do not know what they're judging you on. That's the beauty of it. You don't know who they are. That is also the beauty of it. The most valuable ballist of the captain's match, determined by these three votes, will be declared the king of clubs and will receive a trophy on Saturday night after the Mightiest Striker contest. So I wish I could tell you what we're judging that on, but it's up to each individual voter, actually. There's no criteria. It's up to them. So let's get to the skills fields. There are 9 fields being used at this festival this year. 7 of them are for matches, and that's going to afford us the ability to not start as early as we have before. I think we started at 8:30, 8:15, 8 o'clock, something like early, and we're not starting that early this time, so that'll be nice. On 2 of the fields, they're going to be skills fields. Now, this is for the King of Hearts contest. There's going to be one field set up with targets all over it for you to throw at with a set number of balls to throw. There's also going to be a field with targets in completely different places for you to hitting accuracy. Okay. And the set number of balls, and you'll have to supply your own pitcher for that, by the way. We won't have pitchers on hand for that. And then there's also going to be some surprises along the way. You won't be judged just on your hitting and throwing. And an appearance is also going to be something. And I'm not going to probably ever bring this up again. I might in some literature, but I am not going to crown the King of Hearts, the King of Vintage Baseball at my festival with somebody who comes up in sweatpants or has a logo showing on their shoes or sunglasses and a gold necklace. I mean, it's not going to happen for you. So I will never award this trophy to that player. And this is the big one. So if you are in town on Friday, the 24th, you might want to come down and run through the skills thing because it's going to be busy on Saturday. And you want to get it over with so you can actually get it in, because we're not doing it on Sunday. Sunday, the skills stuff is open up to the public and or anybody who wants to go through it again to see if they can beat the score of whoever ended up winning on Saturday. Also, King of Hearts being given their trophy at the conclusion of the Mightiest Striker Gingerly Gentleman on Saturday night. And that's done on a points basis, so there's no judges for that. And then, of course, the Mightiest Striker on Saturday at 6 p.m., along with the Gingerly Gentleman. These are 2 contests that every club has 1 competitor in one of those. And they're both bracketed tournament skills challenges, I guess. And Mightiest Striker is the vintage equivalent of the Home Run Derby, except it's judged on distance and not going over the fence. And you'll go against one person. The winner of that matchup moves on and moves on, and it's a tournament. Gingerly Gentlemen, there'll be a guy on home and a guy on second. They will be given the go. They will run first one back to their base, moves on in the tournament. These things are happening at the same time. There'll be a hitter, or there'll be the first round of the Mightiest Striker, the first match, and then after those two gentlemen are done striking, while measuring is happening out in the outfield, we'll be doing the first bracket of the Gingerly Gentleman. And then at the end of that, we will announce who won the previous bracket of the Mightiest Striker. And it's going to attempt to be a very fast-paced and fun event for everybody that's in town. And I highly recommend, and I also will ask that you attend. I would love to see everybody there supporting, you're all going to have a representative in these contests. So supporting your club mate and a nice turnout at this event, I think, speaks for the festival, honestly. And then, of course, right after this event is when we crown the four kings. So the four kings are the King of Spades, Mightiest Striker, the King of Diamonds, Gingerly Gentleman, and then the previously spoken about King of Clubs for the Captain's Match and King of Hearts, who will be crowned the King of Vintage Baseball. All four of these will get a trophy of some kind. It's not an actual trophy, and they're all different, and you know, we're doing what we can do. Of course, Saturday the 25th is matches all day long, all the way up until 5:30. It's everything stops at 5:30, so everybody can meander over to the Mightiest Striker and Gingerly Gentleman. That's done on purpose. And then Sunday, of course, is a getaway day, so they're scheduling farthest away earlier in the day, getting everybody out of town, plus but getting your two matches. All of our stuff's going to be set up in the River Place this time. If this is your first time coming, you will see right next to our fields is an outside shopping area. It's beautiful. It's called the River Place. It's owned by our benefactor, Michael Zender. So in there is where we're going to have the tent to buy t-shirts, and we're going to have the ALS people are going to have a tent in the River Place shops. We're going to have giant inflatables for your kids to play on. We're going to have a tent in the parking lot where you can go get something to eat and drink just like 3 years ago, except the only difference is that isn't actually our tent of stuff. They're doing that every weekend in Frankenmuth during the summer. So whether that matters or not, but the museum's going to have a display set up in the River Place area outside of things they had in the vintage baseball exhibit the last time we were there. So the River Place is going to be a place to go. There's going to be a stage in the River Place where we're going to, and I've gotten contacted by a few people, always looking for more. I would love to shove out content every 15 minutes on this stage, whether it be poems, stories, comic bits. I know, you know, we got people lined up to do some stuff, and as soon as they see their schedule for the weekend, then we're going to start slotting them in. And also we get to take down the German music in River Place and play baseball music, so that'll be nice for me. I don't know what else I can tell you. If you haven't paid your $75 fee yet, the Mightiest Striker's full. The field is set. So when you do pay your $75 fee, just tell me who's going to be in the Gingerly Gentleman, and I will slot them in, and we'll take care of that. I think that's just about it. I know I've shared all those posters that are festival prevalent, and we are selling is such a wrong word. For a $10 donation to ALS, we're selling those posters, and there'll be a limited edition of all of the contest posters because we don't anticipate you guys really wanting those, especially if you're not in the contest. I don't know, maybe you'll like the poster, but there will be some. But that very first vintage baseball poster I made, that one's going to be there. And for a $10 donation, you get a poster and you get a marker, and your kids can get autographs on the poster. And we're all the kids that go through River Place that aren't with vintage baseball are going to be able to do the same thing. So you'll probably have kids coming up to you if you go to River Place looking for autographs. That's the goal on that. Each of the skills fields, before I go, on the skills fields, the hitting and the throwing, there's going to be targets, and there's going to be 16 targets on each field. Now, what we're doing right now, what I'm in the middle of doing, is getting sponsors for those 16 targets. And those sponsors don't have to be Frankenmuth businesses. I already went around to the Frankenmuth businesses I wanted to talk to, and I got some of those targets sponsored. But it is open to everybody and anybody, and it doesn't have to be a business. All you have to do is donate $100 and pay me $25. So that $25 goes to a sign, the biggest sign we can get for $25, to go next to the target, whatever the target is, on one of the fields. And then the $100 goes directly to the ALS. And we're even telling people to write their checks to ALS of Michigan. So there's an opportunity there. If you want to donate yourself and donate in the name of your club, or you want to donate in the name of, maybe you've had somebody that has been afflicted with ALS, and you want to sponsor a target in their name, anything like that, where, you know, it's 32 targets for $100 to ALS, so that's $3,200, and that's where we want our floor to be for the donations to ALS that weekend. We will be announcing Saturday night at the Mightiest Striker at the conclusion how much money we raised for ALS over Friday and Saturday, and they will be there, like I said earlier, to accept. And I'm just shooting for the floor, which is $3,200. So trying to fill up those targets. I think that's about it. I don't know what else I can tell you. As far as balls go, the balls are not trophies. Do not give them to the winning team after your match. The ball is to stay in play for two matches, and we're going to try to get three matches out of them. But we will have people at the fields determining that, to see what shape the ball is in. So the balls will be prepaid for, but we're just going to try to stretch it out, because we're not trophying balls. They're an asset. They're a commodity. And I don't want to give any away. Maybe at the end. I don't know. Also, if you're in the Mightiest Striker, you have to provide your own pitcher for that as well. You'd probably want to do that, so I don't expect any blowback on that. If you are coming to town and you want to help, we got 9 fields to set up. We got 2 fields that are going to have 16 targets on each field. We're going to, you know, we got bases. We got some significant lineage to put on field number 2, and I will release a map soon of the fields so you understand that. But the Mightiest Striker field is the main field, and we've got a lot of painting to do on that. So if you're in town earlier than Friday night, I'm on vacation that week, so you can get a hold of me. Once again, my email is moothvintageball@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me and you can help. And I'm not going to stop you. And if you want to volunteer on the skills fields, or if your kids are coming with you to Frankenmuth and they are bored and they want to volunteer, we will have plenty of them, of things for them to volunteer and help with. If your kids need volunteer hours for high school, we can definitely help you out in that area. I'm sure I'm forgetting stuff. I'm sure I am. But once again, the merchandise did come out today, and that is Vintage Baseball exclusive, that logo, not being sold to the public necessarily, because they won't get it. I want them to care about Vintage Baseball, not the Kings. So those campfire cups that are in the link, when you click on the link, there's campfire cups. They're white with the speckles with the logo on them. There's a limited quantity of those. So I don't expect them to make it to the festival. If they go fast, I'll do another run of them. But you know how you have to buy a minimum. And I just don't expect that first run to make it very far. I just want to see how it goes. I know I'm buying one. So you're kind of in trouble if you don't start buying them. All right. Thank you guys for listening. That's 20 minutes on the festival. That's the biggest update I'm going to have. I don't expect much more to happen. I'm going into fundraiser mode now for ALS, and that's where I'm concentrating my time up until the festival, because I think I've pretty much got everything else in hand. And the podcast, the Roller Around the Barrel podcast, is going to be set up at Field 2 all weekend so I can interview people, and I won't be running around like a crazy man like I have in the past. There is no ESPN tournament this time. I think everybody knows that. We cut that expense right out of there. And the headache got cut out for me. So I'm not disappointed. I'm actually pretty happy about it. So any questions, once again, email me. I want to thank you for listening and pass on all of this information to your clubs. Please.
There's something kind of... Yeah.